This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 462 for Wednesday, July 3rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market consolidated its gains from Tuesday, receiving plenty of support from comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all showed sharp gains on Wednesday. Crude oil prices were slightly higher due to a 12 million barrel weekly draw in United States stockpiles. The Canadian dollar was up one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close, bringing pressure to canola prices. The November canola contract was up $1.60 per ton at $652.70. In the U.S., corn and wheat were down, while soybeans were up. The U.S. Energy Information Administration counted ethanol production for the weekend of June 28th at an average of 1.064 million barrels per day, a four-week high. Ethanol stocks were up 171,000 barrels at 23.594 million. The U.S. exported 5.97 million tons of corn in May. The majority of the U.S. Corn Belt will see favorable weather conditions over the next 10 days, with little rain and mild temperatures. AgroConsult raised its Brazilian Safrinha corn production estimate by 3.8 million tons at 100.5 million. It also projected Brazil's total crop at 126.5 million. There were reports that Argentina will ship corn to China for the first time in 15 years. The September corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.06. U.S. soybean exports totaled 1.41 million tons in May, up 43% from 1 year ago. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Brazil estimated the country's soybean crop to be 150 million tons, 3 million short of the agency's official estimate. The attaché also projected 160 million tons for Brazil's 2024-25 crop, 9 million less than the USDA's projection. The USDA announced the sale of 110,100 tons of soybeans this morning to an unknown destination, evenly split between old and new crop. India's palm oil imports rose to 788,000 tons in June, its highest level in 6 months due to higher demand. Meanwhile, Indonesia is threatening to impose 200% tariffs on Chinese goods, which may cause China to place retaliatory tariffs on palm oil. The August soybean contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.58. There were 1.589 million tons of U.S. wheat exported in May, a three-year high for the month. Japan's Ministry of Agriculture is seeking 129,660 tons of wheat from Australia, Canada, and the U.S. in its weekly tender, with nearly 60,000 tons from the U.S. Meanwhile, Tunisia tendered for 100,000 tons of optional origin soft milling wheat. The European Union reduced its Russian wheat production estimate at 82.5 million tons due to drought conditions. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.74. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.21. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, July 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.